KSL News Time 729. Triple Team Traffic starts with Andy.
And we're starting on northbound I-15, where construction has caused backups already between Point of the Mountain and 123rd South. We're starting to see more slowing near the 106 South exit in Sandy and a little bit near 33rd South in South Salt Lake. But again, the bulk of your extra time for Utah County drivers trying to get to Salt Lake City is going to be in that initial few miles in the Salt Lake Valley. Eric Butler.
Volume starting to pick up I-15 in Utah County, but not enough to cause any congestions. Right now, you're delay-free from Provo all the way to Point of the Mountain, where the delay starts setting in at that point. If you're heading through the mountains, I-80 is looking good right now from South Salt Lake and Sugar House all the way to Park City. Heather?
Now, the earlier crash we had northbound I-15 just before the 750 North exit in Willard, that has cleared. All the lanes are open in that road construction zone. However, you have residual delays. You're still nearly stopped, backed up almost a mile towards South Willard, so it's still going to take you extra time to get through. But for those of you southbound I-15, traffic still a bit lighter than it normally is this time of the day. Just a few brake lights showing up in Kaysville. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.